This is Amy, Emma, and Andrew, and we're the Independent Pod.
Woo!
Yeah!
Alright.
We're students in a thinking and writing course at Keene State College called A Blog of One's Own, and this is our second podcast for the class.
This is homework assignment number 41, and we're going to be talking about the book Baghdad Burning.
Yes.
So, Amy, how was your Thanksgiving?
That was pretty cool. My aunt and my cousin came over, and we ate. It was pretty cool. I haven't seen them in a while. In Baghdad Burning, we were reading about the Eid, or the Big Eid, rather, and on the post on Saturday, January 31st, she was talking about how they kind of have similar traditions, even though it's a religious holiday and not a cultural one. And a quote from the book, "The whole Islamic world celebrates this occasion. In Iraq, the festivities include visiting family and friends, lots of good food, and money handed out to younger kids in the family to spend on candy and other things that will ruin their teeth and complexion." So, it's kind of similar, in a way. That was pretty cool.
So, Andrew, how was your Thanksgiving?
Mine was pretty good. I also read out of Baghdad Burning on page 200. It said, "Other than the cleaning, nothing feels festive. Just normal electrical outages, explosions, and helicopters." I think that's kind of different from what I experienced over Thanksgiving. I didn't see any helicopters or explosions or electrical outages, for that matter.
War isn't breaking out in our country, man.
I'm just comparing the contrast.
Nice. I also think that the Big Eid is rather different than Thanksgiving, because the Big Eid is more of a journey you have to travel to celebrate, and the only traveling we really do in Thanksgiving is just to see our family members. And I have a quote here on page 198 on Saturday, January 31st, 2004. "The Big Eid is known as the Big One because it lasts a day longer than the other Eid, Eid al-Fitr. During the Big Eid, Muslims from all over the world go to Mecca and Saudi Arabia and visit Bayt Allah, or God's House, which was built by the Prophet Abraham. Visiting Mecca is one of the five pillars of Islam, which include festing Shahada, or bearing witness to God and the Prophet, prayer, visiting Mecca, at least once during the lifetime."
Something I found interesting about Iraqi's culture is that the Sharia doesn't allow the marriage of minors on condition they've hit puberty. Iraqi secular law won't allow minors to marry until the age of at least 16, and that's only for women, and the age of 18 for men. I thought that was interesting in the book, and it was on an article published... never.
You don't even know.
Nope. January 15th, 2004.
There we go. Anyways, I'm actually really enjoying this reading. I think that Americans have a lot of misconceptions about Iraqi and their culture. Like, I think a lot of people feel like we're doing them a favor by occupying them or liberating them. And I really enjoy reading Riverbend's blogs on it. She's kind of a sassy little thing. And one of my favorite quotes was, she was talking about liberation and basically how it's bull. And one of the experts says, "Some of us have even been liberated from members of our family and friends." I thought that was awesome of her to really stick it to everyone and just give everyone an idea in America what's going on, how it's actually affecting individual people there.
Though I agree with Amy that most Americans are ignorant in thinking that the war in Iraq is in any way liberating the Iraqi citizens, there are some of us who do not support the Iraqi war and took the initiative to actually learn the truth about what is really going on over there. I myself am one of those people, and I also do not blame Iraq for 9/11. There is one quote of Riverbend's in which she seems to generalize the American people. On page 186 in her entry from January 15th, 2004, she says, "I sometimes wonder how the American people feel. After these last two wars with Afghanistan and Iraq, do the American people feel any safer? We watched the terror alerts announced on television, politicians with somber faces and dramatic pauses alerting the population that at any minute there might be an explosion or an attack." She goes on to say that she doesn't understand how Americans can't feel safe and that Iraqis just must be more tolerant because they've forgotten what it feels like to feel completely safe. I can't say exactly that I understand where she's coming from because I'll never truly understand what she's been through, though I do wish I could tell her that not all Americans believe everything they watch in the news.
All right.
Yeah.
Go, Emma. Wait, make us all look dumb.
We're pretty much done.
Stop it. Well, so that was our second podcast. Good to be back.
Yeah.
And we'll check in with you kids later.
Everyone say bye.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye. All right.
Yes.
Are we done?
Yes.
We're done.
Good. Oh.